Peace Corps to send me to a Buddhist country. Looking back, I can see that I was not only trying to escape my family pain, but also the materialism and suffering so evident in the Vietnam War and in our culture at large. Working on rural health and medical teams in the provinces along the Mekong River, I heard about a meditation master, Ajahn Chah, who welcomed Western students. I was full of ideas and hopes that Buddhist teachings would help me, maybe even lead me to become enlightened. After months of visits to Ajahn Chah's monastery, I took monk's vows. Over the next 3 years, I was introduced to the practices of mindfulness, generosity, loving-kindness, and integrity that are at the heart of Buddhist training. That was the beginning of a lifetime journey with Buddhist teachings. Like Spirit Rock today, the Forest Monastery received a stream of visitors. Every day, Ajahn Chah would sit on a wooden bench at the edge of a clearing and greet them all. Local rice farmers and devout pilgrims, seekers and soldiers, young people, government ministers from the capital, and Western students. Each brought their spiritual questions and conflicts, their sorrows, fears, and aspirations. Even among these total strangers, there was a remarkable atmosphere of safety and trust. All were held by the compassion of the Master and the teachings that guided us together in the human journey of birth and death, of joy and sorrow. We sat together as one human family. Ajahn Chah and other Buddhist masters like him are practitioners of a living psychology, one of the oldest and most well-developed systems of healing and understanding on the face of the earth. This psychology makes no distinction between worldly and spiritual problems. To Ajahn Chah, anxiety, trauma, financial difficulties, physical problems, struggles with meditation, ethical dilemmas, and community conflict were all forms of suffering to be treated with the medicine of Buddhist teaching. He was able to respond to the wide range of human troubles and possibilities from his own deep meditation, and also from the vast array of skillful means passed down by his teachers. Sophisticated meditative disciplines, healing practices, cognitive and emotional trainings, conflict resolution techniques, he used them all to awaken his visitors to their own qualities of integrity, equanimity, gratitude, and forgiveness. The wisdom which Ajahn Chah embodied as a healer also exists as an ancient written tradition, first set down as a record of the Buddha's teachings and then expanded by more than 100 generations of study, commentary, and practice. This written tradition is a great storehouse of wisdom, a profound exploration of the human mind, but it is not easily accessible to Westerners. At this moment, as I compose these words, a winter rainstorm is drenching my simple writer's cabin in the woods above Spirit Rock. On my desk are classic texts from each of the major historic schools of Buddhism, the Comprehensive Manual of Abhidhamma, the 8,000-verse large version of the Heart Sutra, with its teachings on form and emptiness, and a Tibetan text on consciousness by Longchenpa. Over time, I have learned to treasure these texts and know that they are filled with jewels of wisdom. Yet the Abhidhamma, considered the masterwork of the early Theravadan tradition and the ultimate compendium of Buddhist psychology, is also one of the most impenetrable books ever written. Similarly, for 2,000 years, the Heart Sutra has been revered in India, then China and Japan, as a sacred text of Mahayana Buddhism. But on first reading, it can sound like a mixture of fantasy.